Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And before I read this testimony, we want to hear from you. So just let us hear from you. You can share your testimony with us, kcm.org/story, BVOV story. Now, I am so thankful for BVOV. I have the app, and it is such a blessing to me. I feel as though I have a trusting family that is honest and really does love all people. When the things get dark around my life, I can trust Brother Copeland to be like a sounding trumpet, calling us to stand up and keep fighting the spiritual battle. Glory to God. The people who make up this ministry and work are truly amazing. JR in Texas. Praise God. Give the Lord a praise for that. And those of you on television audience, remember that the series Dallas that was on years ago? Jerry and Carolyn and Gloria and I were in France, and they in a clothing store, and the son of the owner, perfect English, he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "Fort Worth, Dallas." He, "You know JR?" I said, "I don't know." He turned around to his dad. He said, "He knows JR." I said, "I don't know JR." "Yeah, he knows JR." So the cab, he got out, held down the cab and said, "He knows JR." So we did get a priority handling because we were from Fort Worth, Dallas area, thinking we knew JR. Come on. All right. Father, we thank you today for the living word of the living God. And we are so blessed. We humble ourselves before you and before it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, let's go back to the book of Hebrews this week. But we'll start today in Hebrews chapter 3 with the first verse. Are you there? "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling." Now, when you see "wherefore," you're supposed to see what it's there for. "Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren," talking about Jesus, "that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself suffered being tempted, he is able to help us and secure us and them that are tempted." He was tempted like all the rest of it. But he never sinned. And so he is our example. Now, I want to touch something here. We talked about last week fighting the good fight of faith. What is the good fight of faith? We fighting sin? No. We take our stand according to the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, having done all stand. We stand and resist everything that Jesus bore for us on the cross. Well, yes, he bore our sins. We resist it. But he bore our sicknesses. We resist it. He bore our diseases. We resist it. He bore our poverty. We resist it. And you know, it's amazing how controversial the prosperity doctrine is. It's not a prosperity doctrine. It's the Bible. But now the world is still coming down on the Jews. Why? They're always prosperous in everything they do because they walk in the blessing of Abraham. And there is no place where it even sounds like Abraham might have been poor. Jesus was not a poor man. Oh, Brother Copeland, poor men don't need treasurers. Now, I rest my case. Now, listen to this. "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession or confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all of his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch he who hath builded the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. And listen to this. But Christ, a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope unto the end? We're his house. Yes. Amen. He dwells within us. Yes. We are his house. We are the body of Christ, the anointed one, and we are carriers. Yes. We carry that anointing. Yes. Amen. Amen. The scripture says we have the mind of Christ. Yes. Every time I get into the airplane to fly, before do anything, before start the engines, before do anything, I pray over it. Amen. I pray for our partners all over the world. And I have the flying mind of Christ. And I will not forget anything. I will not do anything unsafe. I receive the flying mind of Christ. Because he created the birds. He knows something about it. Amen. Praise God. Now then. Now, we began on the principal doctrines of Christ. That the faith, laying again the foundation of faith toward God, doctrine of baptisms, we went through that, the laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. This we will do if God permit. Now, we are made the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, actually, when you think about it and you read this, and you read this whole chapter, the Spirit of God through the great Apostle Paul really preached the gospel in the good news in this one chapter. We know that if our earthly house, here we are again, he's following along with what he laid up before, of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that we be clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Dear Lord God. Now, verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 18th verse of the previous chapter. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary or subject to change. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Glory to God. So now, come back over here. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. How? By faith. For we must all appear. Now listen to this. Here we are. He talked about judgment. All right? And that's part of the bedrock we talked about last week. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. This is a reason you're quick to repent, slow to anger, and quick to repent. Right. Praise God. Amen. And just keep yourself in that very close, one hand on love and one hand on faith. Praise God. Right. Now, let's come on back over here to the fifth chapter. Let's, for the sake of time, Let's go on over here to verse 17. Therefore, if any man, now, for the sake of people that may struggle with this, any man, that's talking about mankind. Now, if you single out, then you would talk about womankind. You would, and the Bible does that. But when it talks about man, we create man in our image, the human, human. So it's mankind. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. That old sin nature's gone. And you need to keep it that way. Because that, when that happened to Gloria and me, I mean, if it had a steeple on it, we wanted to know what was going on in there. We're both of us scripturally illiterate. And it happened just like that. That's the biggest miracle of all. It's all, you can explain it because Jesus preached it, but it's almost impossible to explain how that flash of a moment, then profanity was taken out of my mouth in November 1962. Gone. And that quick. Now, and the devil will do his best to get me to do it again. I was in South Florida, and I won't go into all that went on there. And it was a tough meeting, and I resist all kinds of things happened. The tent fell in that we were just preaching in. They ran over my tape box and wasn't left anything but just tire tracks over the box. But anyway, there's another thing that happened. And I said all that to say this. I repented about it, repented over it. But I said, Lord, I'm not going back over there tonight. I'm not going to preach over there tonight. And here, as he said, why not? I said, well, you know why not. And I got a great revelation. He said, did you confess that before me? I said, yes, I did. He said, Ken, when you confessed that sin, wasn't when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it. And then if you go over the book of Isaiah, I am he that blots out your sins for my sake. Well, I went up to him on that. He said, Kenneth, if I remember your sins, I can't bless you. He said, now you got a clean slate. Let's start over again. All of these things point to the goodness of God and to the sinless blood of Jesus. That's the reason for it. And the first covenant established him, and the second covenant, he fulfilled it, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. Well, and it'd be good for you to pray that every night. I'll go through that. Just look it up in the New Testament. I'm not going to do all your studying for you. There's a scribe came up to him, and he said, the greatest commandment of all, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And the second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. You mean I'm supposed to love myself? A lot of people hate themselves. When I was so overweight, I'd look in the mirror. I didn't want to see myself in the mirror. But the Bible said no man hates his own flesh. Well, I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. But it's up to me to do something about it. And so, walking in that, walking in the Word of God, and I'm 100 pounds lighter. Now, I didn't stay there very long. But I won't go into all that, but the United States Army helped me get rid of a lot of that. That old top walked up there to me that morning. He said, we're going to let the wind out of you. Oh, I said, no, no. And a few days later, this little 24-mile walk out in the White Sands Desert. I came out of there not looking like that anymore. Praise God. So the important thing here, now I'm going to go on now, that old things passed away and all things became new. All things are of God, who reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing. Now, that's an accounting term, not imputing, not counting up against us our trespasses. We're not credited with our trespasses. Hold on to that. Praise God. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God. For he, now let's unscramble this a little bit. For he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Right standing with God. Hallelujah. We became new creatures. A new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, I hadn't planned to do this, but I want to look at this. And for our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become endued with, viewed in, being in and examples of righteousness of God, that though we ought to be approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him. Isn't that's what this is? It is a right relationship with him by his goodness. The goodness of God. And somebody said, I'm so unworthy. Well, nobody's worthy. It's his goodness. Brother Hagin said, when he saw him, he fell down at his feet and said, I'm so unworthy. He said, Jesus said, get up from there. He referred to this. He said, I didn't make any new creatures unworthy. You have my worthiness. I mean, but he said, I was just so overwhelmed. I fell down and put my hands on his feet. I'm so unworthy. And he told me, just get up from there. You honor this new creature. Now, you're not sassy, but his goodness has put us in a right relationship with him. Don't you love that?
Yes.
All right. Whose house we are, we were made the righteousness of God. Now let's go to the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Oh, my. There's so much here. In the 10th chapter. Verse 1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereof perfect or mature. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more consciousness of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Sin consciousness. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, God, I'm just unworthy. It just seems like I just miss it all the time, all the time. How many times did Jesus tell them to forgive their neighbor? Yeah. 490 times a day if it comes to that. So don't say you can't do it. Well, I just can't do it. Well, no, that's not true. Yes, it is. I just can't do it. No, it isn't true. Yes, it is. No, the book's true.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Now, come on, boy. Do what the book says.
Amen.
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 And get that unforgiveness out of your heart.
That's right.
Because faith does not work in an unforgiving heart. You remember what Mark 11, 20, 21, 22? And when you stand praying, forgive, you can't, how long are you going to stand? 2 weeks? A month? What that is saying, do it now. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. And whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it. So with that, he just compacted all of that Jesus did in those few verses. So that we understand that faith does not work in an unforgiving atmosphere. And unrepented sins can really mess things up. I stopped in the area where we first lived, and Kelly and John were still young. And there's a guy selling cantaloupes. Oh, they were so nice. So I bought a whole bag of them and got home and took out the top two, and the rest of them were bad. I said, give me that bag. She said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go back down there and spank him, I think. She said, no, you're not either. She said, we'll eat these two and be glad with the two we can throw away. And I thought, that woman you gave me. I didn't like that. But that's what a little thing. I got all bent out of shape over it. And now, should that have taken place, I'll just take him back down there to him at his stand if he was still there and say, maybe you didn't intend to do this, but here are these other two. And I'm glad to pay for the other two also. And bless him instead of, you know, the way I was taking it. It really did. It just really set me up. It set me up for failure. Now, had I done that and then not repented of it, gone back down there and just chewed him out good over that, and then not repent for doing that, I've got some dirt in my spirit. And we're out of time. Now, remind me and I'll take it up here tomorrow. We'll be back in just a moment.
Daily lives are filled with many opportunities to choose. But the most important decision of faith you'll ever make is to receive Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. In the 6-part teaching series, Revelation of Redemption, Kenneth Copeland explains how Jesus paid the full price for your redemption by destroying the works of the enemy. Everything you've ever needed is provided in your redemption, so you can experience good health, wealth, and life prosperity. This KCM Foundational Teaching Series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide. Unlock the power of the greatest exchange ever made for you, an act of God's love that was finished on the cross, providing for you rights and privileges so you can walk in victory and success. Now is the time for you to identify with the finished works of Jesus and live the life that is rightfully yours. Request your free Revelation of Redemption package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Start enjoying the benefits of your redemption and get a clear picture of all you have access to in earth and in heaven. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from, discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
In you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one is right here.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
1 week from today, Southwest Believers Convention. Now listen to this, partners. I'm inviting you to join me in Fort Worth, Texas, on July the 28th through August the 2nd. Listen to this. This powerhouse of speakers, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, Bill Winston, Keith Butler, Bill Johnson, Jeremy Pearsons, Nancy Dufresne, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, Benny Hinn, and I'm going to be there. They're going to squeeze me in there someplace. I'm telling you, I'm excited about this. Yeah, hey, glory to God. So put the dates down. You need to be there, praise God. Now, don't forget to get the testimonies there. So we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is the class reminding you that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.